This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Grant and Dave. You ready for our big showcase? I got my finest suit on. I'll stroll the sidelines and look for Sean McDonough and John Gruden tonight. You know, I once worked with John Day.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you? For DC fans are weirdly optimistic because they forget about what usually happens to the Redskins in primetime.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you on the day the Nats are idle and their playoffs don't start for a few days? The Wizards season hasn't started. The Capitals look like a mess in the preseason, and everyone's eyes are on us, so I'm happy about it.
Is he going to be all over the place tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think? Strutting.
Bruce's Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? Primetime Goose is my favorite goose. I watched him Sunday night. The late Al Davis's son, Mark, who, by the way, was wearing like a white pair of jeans and a white jacket and a white shirt and white shoes, and he just looked like an actual goose. But he came strolling across the field to go see Bruce Allen. Of course, they used to work together.
Yep.
And I see Bruce make eye contact with him, and Bruce like leaves his conversation and just goes, I could hear him across an NFL field. He goes, I mean, he was so happy. I don't know what he actually said.
Mark, what's the dealio?
I mean, you have to be really happy anytime you get to see anyone because you might need a job at some point, and that's the way Goose stays afloat. You know what I mean? Hey, buddy, your hair looks great, Mark. You got the best haircut since Ben McAdoo.
You getting it cut at the barber college these days?
Blah.
Day.
Redskins win if on defense. Let's get into it. Phone's yours, 800-636-1067. We'll get back to your calls in a second. I wrote down two items on defense I care the most about. I've got others. Want me to start? You want to go first?
Oh, you got to go first, man.
Kareem Hunt is kept in the ballpark in this game. What do I mean by that? No home runs.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? No long balls. What do I mean by that? Nothing longer than 20 yards from scrimmage for Kareem Hunt. I don't need him ripping off a 57-yard reception on a screen. I can't have him breaking through the first level of defense, getting an angle to the edge, cutting it up the sideline in a circuitous route by Monte Nicholson. Hopefully DJ Swearinger plays. If not, then it's Nicholson and maybe Everett. I'll tell you right now, if DJ Swearinger doesn't play, it's a disaster for the Redskins on the back end. Part of why Nicholson has been so good is that Swearinger puts him in the right spot and communicates to him during, sometimes, and before plays. Without DJ Swearinger, Monte Nicholson is not the fun story that he's been to this point. So if it's him and Everett, a couple of basic neophytes roaming around together, asking each other questions, basically the blind leading the blind, that's a problem. You need that veteran steady influence back there. And Swearinger is suddenly questionable with this hamstring. But my first bullet point here on defense, Kareem Hunt is kept in the ballpark, home runless, nothing longer than 20 for scrimmage for one of the most explosive players in football.
So that's my first one, of course, is no big plays. I mean, you look back at their game against Philadelphia, for example. It's not just the home run to Kareem Hunt. It's Albert Wilson, I believe his name is.
Albert Breer.
Yeah, 40-yard reception. Travis Kelce, 44-yard reception. These are game changers. These are easy button type stuff. For me, it's the dominate on first and second down. And what I mean is, if you make Kansas City, nobody's done it yet, by the way, make them one-dimensional, where they, you don't, but you don't care about this ball fake to this guy on a jet sweep. You don't care about the second ball fake to Kareem Hunt for this pitch to some other guy. You don't care about those things if it's third and eight. If you could find a way to do something special and guess right, Tecmo Bowl style, on first and second down, force them into straight-up drop-back pass situations, nobody's done that consistently to them yet because they've been so explosive on first and second down.
Mm-hmm.
If you make them a regular, Alex Smith drops back, pats the football, has to find somebody down the field. We don't know if they can pass protect. We don't know if he can do the normal thing because their receivers don't really have to run those kinds of routes.
I'd like to find out.
I'd like to discover that tonight. You can win maybe on defense if you make them a traditional team and nobody's been able to do it yet.
Redskins win if. Looking for defensive thoughts from you at 800-636-1067. Here's my next one. Tyreek Hill does not have the longest catch of the game for the Chiefs.
See what you did there.
Now, you could say, well, what if Hunt does and it's an 83-yard touchdown screen? Okay. you beat me on this argument.
Fine.
But Tyreek Hill doesn't have the longest catch. Make their other receivers beat you. They're not that good at that position. They really aren't. They got a couple of guys who can make some nice receptions, middle of the field in traffic on dig routes. This guy, Chris Conley,'s got some decent size. He was a third-round pick back in 2015. Make some plays. You mentioned Albert Breer-Wilson, who is fine. I liked Chris Conley at Georgia. My Bulldogs, by the way.
Your Georgia Bulldogs, awesome. Yes.
Did you see Georgia this weekend?
They
one on Tennessee.
The Tennessee faithful
remember
was not
I was
pleased.
Laughed out of this studio when I said Georgia was going to be coming on in the next couple years? I was just laughed out of the room.
You were?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a 6-win team every year. SEC.
Who told you that?
I'm not going to say any names, but he's sitting in the other room.
It wasn't me.
No, it was not you.
I wasn't even here when you got to pick your college
the
team.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Them
buddy.
Bulldogs, buddy.
That's what them Bulldogs do.
They's going to be barking.
Chris Conley, please have a night. Please go catch 11 balls, Chris Conley. Because you know what he's not doing? He's not going to rumble afterwards for 65. Tyreek Hill cannot have the longest reception by a receiver for the Chiefs. I don't care if it's Travis Kelce catching a 42-yard ball in the seam. I will take that. If Tyreek Hill makes a big catch, there's 6 extra points on the board. Not up in here. I'm not feeling that.
Old school Nintendo game called Pro Wrestling. It was great. King Slender had a move called the Backbreaker.
I don't think I know him.
That's what Alex Smith's scramble around that you never give him credit for are. They're
this
backbreakers.
Is a great point by you.
You cannot allow them. If you've got them, and this kind of feeds off of my second point here, if you have them in one of those situations where you go, yes, man, release the hands, and he does a Tony Romo impression or he bounces around Donovan McNabb old school, either flicks it down the field or gets a scramble for a first down, those are what I like to call backbreakers. You cannot allow those. And again, that Philadelphia win, underrated. He had a couple yard, he had a couple scrambles. He had a 12-yard run on a 3rd and 10 where Philadelphia had him pinned in. He's sneaky athletic. He's really good at that. He's not good at throwing the ball over 20 yards in the air. It's not what he does. What he does do is gets escapes traffic and is exasperating in terms of that. I don't know the best way to do it. I don't know if it means committing extra rushers. I don't know if it's staying your
you
rush lanes or those
Wentz
things.
Do it, by the way.
Wentz did it to us. You can't have him. Can't have him.
The Redskins have been beaten on crippling fourth quarter scrambles by mobile athletic quarterbacks like Alex Smith since the beginning of time. I'm actually just so prepared for it already. And you bringing it up makes me think about it even more.
I'm pre-irritated
by
it.
They'll have gotten back into the game. Let's say it's a 6-point game with 6 minutes to go. The Chiefs have the ball. They're going to have a 3rd and 9. You think maybe, just maybe, this could happen. And then he's going to scramble out of the grasp of Preston Smith or somebody. He'll pick up 11 to move the chains, and that'll be all she wrote. Joe in Ashburn, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm really going back to some basics that I'm seeing is a big difference this year, and that's the footwork of the Redskins defense at every single level. If you look at that first kickoff last week against Carr, the footwork is what confused Carr and enabled the safety to get over top. If you look at the linebackers, the way they're moving at the second level, sideline to sideline and swarming, they are moving completely different than the way they did last year. And it all starts with their footwork. So in order to stop those running backs at, you know, point of contact, you need a strong base. And I think continuing to do whatever they're doing in preparation with their footwork, it's key to the game because that's where their team speed comes from and defense. Everybody talk about how fast the defense is. It all starts with footwork.
And Josh Norman said they got a track team talking about Kansas City.
They're fast, man.
Tony in Rockville, you're on G&D. What's up?
Brandon Dunny, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got two things, man. Number one, I think if the defensive line can continue to penetrate like they did against the Raiders last week, love the way Minuski has those guys rotating, you know, keeping them fresh. A lot of the things that Kansas City does as far as the deception and foolery trick, a lot of that stuff don't work if you're in their backfield already and your guard is in your lap. It's hard to pull some of that stuff off. Number two, Grant, I totally agree with you. If Swearinger doesn't play, then all of this we're talking about is really null and void if he don't play. But another guy, man, that has really, really caught my eye, and I knew he was good, but I didn't know he was like that, is Zach Brown. That cat is super fast, man. Last week, it was a particular play against the Raiders where Carr rolled out, and it was one of those plays where the quarterback is trying to hold the defender by his eyes, and he does, you know, the defender can't rush, and he doesn't know what to do, and he can't stay. But Zach Brown just went. And when he decides to go, it's not a lot of time between him and that quarterback. He gets on him immediately. That guy is amazing, man. If he can get a couple of those plays against Smith when Smith rolls out and try to do that create stuff, if Zach can close that stuff down, I think they got a good chance. But they got to come play and strap it up.
Good call, buddy. Love Thanks, it. Man. Hopefully you're right. Zach Brown's a star. I keep saying it. Sign the guy right now to an extension. There's no reason to wait. He's a football player, and he's the kind of guy you need more of around here. Next on Grant and Danny, it is our double play. We're going to form a mushball roster with listeners. We've got potentially as many as 6 spots for you guys to participate in our mushball game. This is softball with DC athletes and celebrities from around the media market. Call us right now if you'd like to play. The game is tomorrow night. 6:30, you show up. We got bats, gloves, food, drinks for you. 7 o'clock start time. You'll have a chance to play a little softball, Grant and Danny style. We call it mushball at a really cool venue, the Nats Youth Academy in D.C., 7 o'clock start. You want to play? Call us. 800-636-1067 on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.